piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Greg, did you realize that peaches and nectarines are actually the same thing?
I do.
I can't get anything past you.
Well, they're not really the same because if you want a nectarine, it's not going to taste like a peach.
No, it isn't. Curiously enough, you can tell a nectarine from a peach, anybody, blindfolded.
Nectarine has a nice smooth skin and peaches have that fuzzy skin. But if I had to pick one or the other, I would pick a peach.
Is that right?
Yes.
I think nectarines are awfully, awfully good.
Well, you are entitled to your opinion.
But I like peaches. I'm a devotee of peaches.
I just think we're so lucky to be able to buy locally grown peaches. During a season of only about 6 weeks, we go from the cling peaches to the three stone peaches. And the first of the season peaches are really best eaten out of hand. And then when we get to the freestone, then if you're into preserving peaches, like freezing them or canning them or turning them into jam, those are the peaches that you're going to want to use.
Yeah.
We are getting into the freestone peach season. This is really the peak right now.
Peaches are one of those crops that really do come into their ripening in the hottest month of the year.
Yes.
That's going to be August. That month seems to be stretching out longer and longer, what with the change of the climate. Curiously enough, they also require, in order to grow and prosper properly, they have a chilling requirement. Mm-hmm. That is, they have to have a certain number of hours, typically about 600 to 1,000 hours, actually. The tree needs, so it can go into a kind of a quiescent period, a dormancy. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're not going to get the proper blossoms in the spring and so forth.
This really is a terrific peach season.
Peaches were originally grown out of northwest China, which
apricots.
It's not that vastly different a geographic location for growing them in western Montana.
Climate is quite similar, too.
Yeah.
I like to either eat a peach or I'll bake it in a galette, very free-form French tart. I will also make peach ice cream.
Oh, yes.
I can do that.
Yes, yes.
so that's about it.
Well, it's one of those fruits that will get kind of overripe if they're not eaten right away.
You have to eat a peach when it's at its peak. If I buy 10 pounds in a week, I'll eat most of them, and then I'll maybe make a galette or two and then a batch of ice cream. That's 10 pounds in a week. And that's pretty much what Dorothy and I can consume.
They can be stored, though.
You can refrigerate them.
Yeah.
I like to look at them. I like to have them in front of me. I like to look at the fruit during this time of the year because it's such a special time of the year.
But they'll continue to ripen.
That's okay.
I wonder how long they'll keep at temperatures of a refrigerator.
They'll keep for a good week.
Think so?
Yeah. I've done that
when
I've overbought. But the galette is such a simple recipe, which is basically a pastry, an ordinary pie dough you roll out to a 14-inch circle. And then what I do is I sprinkle about an 11-inch width of that circle with ground-up almonds and flour and cinnamon. And then I'll take 2 pounds of peaches and I'll peel them. And if the peaches are ripe, you don't have to drop them in boiling water for 15 seconds and then into cold water to pull the peel off. They will come right off. From each peach, I get about 8 wedges, and then I will arrange them in concentric circles over this ground almond mixture, and then dot with butter, sprinkle with a little bit of sugar, and then just bring up the edges of the pastry, pressing them against the outer edges of the peaches, and brush the edge of the pastry with water and sprinkle with some sugar for some nice Christmas, and then put it in a 400-degree oven for about an hour, and it's done. It's wonderful.
I've made that recipe several times. It looks a little rustic.
It's rustic, yes.
You're going to love this.
And you'll have to
recipe.
Go out and make it right away.
Yes, you will. It's easy to make. It's actually quite simple.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's quite fun to make. And boy, the payoff is great. It's one of those really excellent
recipes. Yes, love it.
Once you've done that, don't forget that you're supposed to come back next week for
The Food Guys. Guys.
da 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 da